I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with the director of the Michigan State Police, Colonel Christy Kibbe Attew. Governor Rick Snyder has proclaimed today as Michigan State Police Day in Michigan as the state police are celebrating their 100th birthday. We found out more about it from the director of the state police, Colonel Christy Kibbe Attew.
It is a big day for us here in the state police. Thinking back to 100 years ago, how our humble roots started, we've come a long way.
You know, one of the more prominent things we're seeing here in our community is the vehicles that you are using. You have some of the special 100th anniversary, 100th birthday commemorative vehicles that are out there. They look a little bit different that people are seeing on the roads. But what are some of the other things that you are doing as an agency to mark this special occasion?
Well, we did, like you said, the anniversary chargers that are out on the road, they're a throwback from the 1937, one of our original patrol cars. So those are pretty cool. And we went back to a campaign-style hat. We, always every year we have to buy hats about every year, the way that they blow off the heads and people wear them. So we went to a campaign-style hat this year, which is back to our roots. But we, we're just taking a step back and looking at how far the Michigan State Police has come, but also looking at what great support we have from the citizens of Michigan and from our governor and our legislature. It's just really, for the state police, it's just a really good year.
Let's talk a little bit about the state police. Here in our region, in a rural location like we are in the Upper Peninsula, we have multiple agencies that work together, and the state police have their central dispatch not far from our studios in Negaunee Township. What role does the state police have in that overall law enforcement effort in places like Marquette County?
Well, as you know, the state police were a full-service statewide agency, but in the Upper Peninsula, you think back to 1917, the reason we were formed was to bring 300 men to the UP to protect the copper mines. So I do believe the Upper Peninsula has always been a very special region to the Michigan State Police, and we do have our regional dispatch center, our 911 center, which is a critical component for all law enforcement. And also, you see such good working relationships up in the Upper Peninsula between the sheriff's departments and the local agencies and your Michigan State Police. It truly is the way that it should work across the entire state of Michigan, everyone working together to protect the citizens.
We're speaking with Colonel Christy Kibbe Attew. She is the director of the Michigan State Police on this 100th birthday of the agency. I know there's been a push also, not only from your agency, but for, as you mentioned, the legislative support and from the governor's office, an effort to get more recruits, get more people involved with becoming an officer or a trooper, rather, in the state police. Tell me a little bit about those efforts.
Well, For men and women to look at a lifelong occupation of service, there's really not a better, I think, occupation to enter into. It is somewhat of a special calling, but we're recruiting quite a bit right now. We get some great applicants from the Upper Peninsula. And, again, for the most part, we're recruiting, and most often we're sending these recruits back to, their home if that's where they're wanting to go. Maybe some are married or some just want to stay in the community to some degree. But being a statewide agency, we have 60, or all 83 counties and 29 posts. So, it's a great occupation for men and women. And if any of your listeners are interested, they can just go straight online onto the Michigan State Police website. And for the most part, most of the hiring process is an online process, and then it kind of comes into the personal interviews and background investigations.
Now, as we look at 100 years of the history of the state police, now you're looking into the future. What are some of the things that we may be seeing or hearing from the agency, let's say, in the next couple of years or so?
Well, Walt, it's an interesting time for law enforcement right now. We're seeing a lot more technology with the biometrics and some really, really cool computer kind of systems that help law enforcement. We're also looking at, the autonomous vehicle. Many people think maybe that would never happen in their lifetime, but that is coming. Within the next few years, you'll see a lot more with that kind of a philosophy that's going to challenge law enforcement. But, I think we try to embrace these changes and challenges ahead. And I think if you look at the state police, how far we've come with our forensic science division and our criminal justice systems that we have, we are on the cutting edge most always here in Michigan when it comes to public safety services.
That's the comments of Michigan State Police Director Colonel Christy Kibiatu. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.